This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Roma Kasturi moved to Cincinnati decades ago from a tropical location in India. So she got to experience winter and fall for the first time here. And Burnett Woods turned out to be a special place for her. So much so, she has a new book of photos out, profiling the park, with stories about the seasons of nature and the seasons of life as she used the park to cope with her own breast cancer diagnosis. I spoke earlier with Roma Kasturi about four seasons in Burnett Woods. Here's our interview. Roma Kasturi, welcome to Cincinnati Edition.
Thank you for having me on, Michael.
Four seasons in Burnett Woods. This is your journey through the park, through photography, but also with some intimate details about your own life. Before we dive into some of those details, just give us an overview, because I think Burnett Woods may mean a lot to a lot of people around here. It's a significant park in an area near the University of Cincinnati. What does this park mean to you?
This is 90 acres of space in which to run away from everyday stresses of life and find peace and quiet and to reset on a daily basis for me.
And this is a place that really served a significant purpose in your life on a couple of occasions, because you first found this park after rescuing a dog back in the mid-90s. Is that right? Argos?
Yes. I rescued a dog from the basement of the College of Medicine when they had a vet tech program in the 90s. And yes, it was Argos who made me first set foot in the park because I needed a place to walk and exercise him and myself, as it turns out.
And so you're not from here originally. When did you end up in Cincinnati?
I am originally from Bangalore, India. I came to Cincinnati in 1991 to work for Procter & Gamble after I finished with my PhD at Ohio State University in Columbus.
I've seen Bangalore, India described as a tropical paradise, which I imagine indicates that there are a lot of outdoor opportunities to recreate. And was that something you missed when you came to Cincinnati at first, or was the introduction to these seasons a welcome?
Yes, when I first arrived in the United States, I had never experienced temperatures lower than 50 degrees, and it was quite a shock to the system not to be able to go out and enjoy good weather all year round. But I soon discovered that by walking in nature every day, I could help acclimate myself and my mind to the reality that I was not in Bangalore, but in a place that I could enjoy four seasons instead of just summer and a very mild winter. And so yes, Burnett Woods gave me the opportunity to experience the world year-round and acclimate to the four seasons that we have available to us in Cincinnati.
And I'm curious about that, because being from a more tropical climate and then arriving here where we do have the traditional four seasons, and that is the focus of your book, which is, again, a book of photographs mostly that you've taken during your walks through there across the four seasons. You're focusing on these four seasons. Do you find that you prefer living in a place that has all of those different weather experiences?
I could live wherever I have good food, good friends, and good company.
All right.
I just want to say that no matter where I have lived, I have found a way to enjoy what's in front of my face. And the various seasonal offerings of life in the United States and Cincinnati has helped me realize just how amazing it is to be able to cycle through these seasons, because they mirror the cycles of our lives from spring to winter and then back again. It's just quite the amazing cyclical rebirth and renewal that we experience in our own lives. So yes, it's been wonderful to be part of that.
We're talking with Roma Kasturi. She is the author of a photo essay book called Four Seasons in Burnett Woods. And to that end, Roma, what you were just talking about, the seasons of life, we talked about your dog Argos you'd rescued back in 96. You lost that dog, of course. It's been many years ago. And how did you use the park to cope with that?
Well, I couldn't bring myself to walk in Burnett Woods for a short time after Argos passed. And my children solved this problem for me by demanding that I rescue another dog. So Sadie, my second rescue, enabled me to come back and be in the woods again and find my peace from losing Argos. I miss him terribly to this day, but not only does Sadie bring me to the park, my third rescue, Hemingway, was actually a dog I found as a six-month-old puppy abandoned by the lake in Burnett Woods in October of 2013. He'd been abused and neglected and traumatized by somebody, but someone did us both a favor because he helped me and I helped him to recover from the various traumas in our lives.
Oh, wow. So the park actually gave you another dog in some way.
Yes, the park did. And the park continues to give me much happiness every day of my life that I've been walking there. And it's been 25 years now.
And you turned to the park when you had your own more personalized trauma. You were diagnosed with breast cancer and had to undergo treatment for that. How did the park play a role in you dealing with that?
I am a now 14-year survivor, and I've started the 14th year of survivorship. And the park helped me realize that even though my life was under siege due to the trauma of my own breast cancer journey and that of my mother's metastatic breast cancer journey immediately following my own diagnosis and treatment, it was a place I could go to just decompress, and the steady rhythm of walking on its trails and just looking at the beauty or the sparseness of life around me in the park just helped me over time to find my own peace. It soothed me, it calmed me, and it helped me through finding my peace to make peace with the journeys of my own life.
We're talking with Rama Kasturi. She is the author of the photo essay book, Four Seasons in Burnett Woods. So what made you want to share these images with others after you've experienced all of this connection with this park in Cincinnati? You've taken a lot of photos with your phone. We should add, these are phone photos. They're lovely. And you've self-published this book. Why share it in this manner?
I was moved to out myself as a breast cancer survivor and talk about my journey when it came to a head on the subject of whether or not to put a $9 million cultural arts building in Burnett Woods. And I heard a lot of conversation about how there was nothing in the park. There was really not that much to save. Nothing would be impacted, et cetera, et cetera. And in speaking up on behalf of Burnett Woods and for all the birding activities, the lake and the fishing that goes on in there, all the picnicking by various people, all the UC students that are in there seeking their own refuge in the woods, I was moved to share my pictures and actually come forward and say, look, I've been walking in here for several decades. I survived breast cancer, found my peace in here, and I would really like you to take care of this wonderful place. And guess what? I'm going to show you how beautiful it is by putting together a book of everything that there is to see if you would just take the time to stop and look.
You know, Rama, a lot of us will take pictures with our phones of anything, really, throughout a day. And sometimes we might be a little more strategic when we see something particularly beautiful. But obviously, these photos in Four Seasons in Burnett Woods are really intentional. You do appear to know what you're trying to capture, whether it be the trees, a scene, a landscape, or an up-close visit with an animal. When did you decide that this was something that you were interested in? This wasn't your career, photography. I think you referred to yourself as an accidental artist.
I am naturally curious, and turns out I have the ability to hold a camera, any camera, including my cell phone camera, perfectly still as I try to take a photo of what interests me. I'm a scientist by training. My father was a scientist as well, and my natural curiosity and unfamiliarity with the flora and fauna of the United States is what triggered this interest in trying to photograph, then go and research what it is I had just seen in the woods. So I asked numerous questions of the park's naturalist, Michael George, and just about anybody who might have any knowledge on the subject. And in the process, I continued to document what I had seen and And this came to be a source of amazing beauty and is what you see in the book. So,
how do you get so close to some of these animals? And I mean, I'm seeing you've got an image of three snakes intertwined on a branch. That would absolutely terrify me. And you get really close to some of these critters.
I literally stumble upon various creatures in the park, and the snakes that you see featured in my book, I almost ran into, and I stopped myself, pulled back, and said, oh my God, I have got to photograph this. And I did so until snake number three slithered away in disgust and landed at my feet, at which point I decided I was done with the photo shoot.
I can understand that. So listen, you're talking about four seasons in Burnett Woods, and obviously all of them offer their own experiences. Do you have a favorite?
I love winter. It is a time when the park is seen in its entirety because there are no leaves on the trees. Everything is still and quiet, and there's hardly anybody else in the park but me and a few dedicated walkers and people who bring their dogs to the park. So I like to see the skeletal outlines of the park. And when it snows, it just absolutely is breathtakingly beautiful, especially when there's frozen rain on some of the tree branches and everything in the park just glows like diamonds.
Rama, people know Burnett Woods, and people in Clifton will probably use it the most, but regionally, we're all aware of it, and we've probably experienced it in some manner. Whether we use it infrequently or a lot, do you think there's something that people will learn from this book that they maybe didn't know previously because of your eye?
Yes, I had a neurologist tell me that I see things that other people don't, and I was astonished. I thought, everybody sees because they have eyes. But what I have come to learn is that what you see with your eyes is entirely dependent on what you choose to see with your eyes. So what I would like people to see is that if they take the time not only to stop and smell the roses, but bend down and look closely at what nature presents to you every day, everywhere, that the absolute astonishing beauty and the wealth of it that Burnett Woods and places like Burnett Woods offer you is simply breathtaking. And I have had people tell me that, how is it possible that I walked through those woods and didn't see any of what you've featured in your book? And I simply say, just stop and look, because it's there waiting for you to embrace it. And it's not just present in Burnett Woods. It's present in every one of our green spaces and all of our Cincinnati parks, which we are so blessed to have so many of.
The book is called Four Seasons in Burnett Woods. It is by The Accidental Artist and a book of photography by Rama Kasturi, who has been our guest. Rama, thank you so much for sharing your story and some details about this book. We really appreciate the time you gave us.
Thank you, Michael, for having me on.
And we've got details about Four Seasons and Burnett Woods, if you're more curious about it, at WVXU.org. Just click on the Cincinnati Edition tab. And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer of today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.